VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America as we hit another relevant topic for today. Islam is in the process of observing Ramadan, but not all know what this is about. And because it's Islamic, there is a certain political correctness whereby public officials are bending over backwards to observe and recognize this Islamic period of time. For instance, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who had recently threatened to permanently close churches and synagogues, well, he's giving Muslims 500,000 meals for Ramadan. In Minneapolis, the mayor came to an agreement with the Council on American Islamic Relations, along with a mosque, to have the Islamic call to prayer blasted over loudspeakers in the city five times a day. And in Washington, D.C., last Thursday, some 22 members of Congress have come together to introduce a resolution recognizing the commencement of Ramadan. Well, joining us in discussion as we discuss this very matter today, we welcome back Usama Dakdak, the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. He's a speaker on the daily radio broadcast revealing the truth about Islam. He does speak fluent Arabic, has translated the Quran into English. He's the author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Usama, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my joy and honor to be with you and all our wonderful audience.
Well, in talking about Ramadan, help us under what is the origination of Ramadan? When did it begin? How did it come about?
Well, Ramadan exists many generation years before Muhammad. Muhammad and Islam as a movement did not come with anything new. Nothing new in Islam. So even the pillar of fasting of Ramadan, it was there as the Sabaeans, idol worshippers, used to fast the month of Ramadan. And Muslim prayer used to be there. Literally nothing Muhammad come up with new in Islam. He is taking and copying bits and pieces from every belief, as we see even the Quran talk about that Ramadan or the fasting of Ramadan is ordained for the Muslims as it was ordained on people before Muhammad. That is what Allah states in Quran chapter 2 and verse 183.
So we often hear the word fasting with Ramadan, but you call this the non-fast fasting. Now, that seems like a contradiction of terms. What do you mean by non-fast fasting?
Well, it's very simple, Brother Jim. When we read Quran 2:183, Allah said to the Muslims that they are supposed to fast, or fast was decreed to them as it was on those whom before them. Now, we need to examine who fasted before the Muslims, and we found out, obviously, the Jewish people fasted and the Christian fasted. And when we examine all the fasting in the Bible, we see that a fast in the Bible is the break, stop eating and drinking for at least one day. And that starts by sunset. The Sabbath for the Jewish tradition starts on Friday night and it ends on Saturday night. So we're talking about 24 hours of fasting. And so you read in the scripture, many people fasted. David fasted after his son was sick for literally 6 days, and maybe you can go to 7 days, 7 days and seven nights without eating. In the book of Esther, when Haman made the order to kill all the Jewish people, Mordechai, Esther's uncle, talked to her about going meet the king. And then she said, well, I'll go, and maybe we'll lose my life. But if I lose it, I'll lose it. But let's do one thing, which is let's humble ourselves before God and fast 3 days and three nights. So in the book of Esther, we know that the Jewish people fasted 72 hours. And we can go on and on with many examples. Even in the book of Jonah, we read about the king giving order, the king of Nineveh, for all the people to fast. Literally, even the animals will not eat and drink. So they were fasting for 4 days, the distance, or the time which took Jonah to travel all over to the city of Nineveh to ask them to repent and to come back to God, stop the evil things they're doing. In the New Testament, the Lord, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, fasted, and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So the real fasting is to stop eating and stop drinking at least one day. And I say, as I have said before, Muslims have never fasted a day in their life because the fasting starts at the sunset and ends at the sunset. Now, in Islam, the eating starts at sunset and ends early in the morning. And this is not something I made up. These are the word of Allah, Quran chapter 2, verse 187. As long as the Muslim people can see the difference between a white and black thread, that is where they have to fast. But when it gets dark, so all day long Muslims do not eat, but all night long Muslims eat. So where is the fasting? Changing the day to night and the night to day is not called fasting. As a matter of fact, in the month of Ramadan, statistics, studies by Muslims shown us that Muslims consume more food during the month of Ramadan than any month of the year.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, in the end of the month of Ramadan, Muslims found themselves gaining 15, 20 pounds, depending how much you eat, because they're not only eating three meals during the night, they're actually four, five, six meals, really heavy, delicious meals.
So they are not to eat from sunrise to sunset, but after sunset, it's like Katie bar the door. I mean, there's lots of food
absolutely.
That's available.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And notice, Brother Jim, during the month of Ramadan, Muslims do not work. As a matter of fact, in the book of Sharia, which I hold in my hand here, the Reliance of the Traveler, it says there, it is lawful for Muslims to sleep all day. So literally, changing the day to night and the night to day is mm-hmm. not fasting, Brother Jim. This is like mocking God, or Muslims mocking themselves. There is no way a person can fast a week unless he or she will lose at least 5, 7, 10 pounds. Now they're fasting the whole month and they're gaining 20 pounds. I'm sorry. That is more of feast than fast.
Okay, so the fasting in Islam is not the same as fasting in the Bible. Usama, you state that infidels cannot fast, but they will be punished in the next life for not doing so.
That's not what I said. That's what the book of the Reliance of the Traveler, the book of Sharia, that is what Sharia teaches. It says here that no one can literally ask any of the infidels to fast. They are not allowed to fast. فَلَا يُخَاطَبْ بِهِ كَافِرٍ, which means you cannot ask an infidel to do it. And in the same time, لَكِنَّهُ يُعَذَّبْ عَنْدَ تَرْكِهِ فِي الْأَخِرَةِ. If he did not fast, he will be punished for it at the day of resurrection. So here we go. Christians like myself cannot fast Ramadan, but in the same time, Allah will punish me in the end of time because in the day of judgment because I did not fast Ramadan. This is one of the weird rules given in Sharia, Islamic law.
Is it true that children in Islam, that they are actually physically beaten if they do not fast by the age of 10?
That's exactly. يُؤْمَرْ صَبِيهِ بِهِ سَبْعَ وَيُضْرَبْ لَعَشْرًا. In English, a child who is 7 years old must be ordered to fast, and وَيُضْرَبْ لَعَشْرًا means he will be beaten if he did not fast at the age of 10, physical beating. I call that abuse. That is children abuse. Why do you want to punish a child 10, 11, 12 years old for not fasting? That's nonsense whatsoever.
Hmm. Muslims claim that fasting during Ramadan is a good deed by which they can receive forgiveness of sins. Do they really believe that? And how does that contrast with what the Bible says about forgiveness of sins?
Well, it's very simple, Brother Jim. The scripture said the wages of sin is death, not fasting a month or a week or any time. And the way for us Christians to receive forgiveness for our sin is some blood must be shed. In the Old Testament, Jewish people used to offer sacrifices, and with these sacrifices, blood, they used to receive covering for their sins, because it was a picture to the true sacrifice, the Lamb of God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And through him, we not only receive covering for our sin, but forgiveness of our sins. So without shedding blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. But in Islam, it is a cult of works. You can do everything, including receiving forgiveness of your sin by fasting. As a matter of fact, if you cannot fast, you can feed some 60 people. If for some reason you broke the fasting of Ramadan, you feed some 60 people, and you will be treated by Allah equally to those who fast. So if you're a rich guy, just feed 60 people, 100 people, like that mayor of New York. Now he's feeding 500,000 people. He's actually fasting tons and tons of years of Ramadan, according to Islam.
Mm-hmm. Usama Daktak is our guest today. He's a founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. We're taking a look at Ramadan as it's being practiced across this nation. And Usama, last week, and you popped in on Crosstalk for just a few moments, but last week we learned of the agreement that was reached between the mayor of Minneapolis, between the mayor, between a mosque, and the Council on American Islamic Relations to actually broadcast over loudspeakers the Islamic call to prayer during Ramadan 5 times a day, every day from April 23rd through May 23rd.
And it's amazing, years ago, some Muslims in Europe complained about the sound of the church bell. the music, beautiful church bells, it was rejected by the Muslims of Europe, and they have to silence the liberals of Europe, silence the church bell, because it, in Islam, by the way, the sound of the church bells come with the devil. So you lose, the angels will leave the city if you have the church bells running, ringing outside the churches. But here's what we see, accommodation to the Muslims, bending the knee to the Muslim, whatever we can do to please the Muslims, we'll do. And that's not a problem for me, but legitimizing Islam from a cult, a savage cult, to a religion is a problem. And as I said, and you have heard me many times, Brother Jim, in the past, you give a Muslim an inch, they will go for a mile. Yes, right now we're going to do it because of the coronavirus, but trust me, from now on, every Ramadan, you're going to hear the call of prayer outside the mosque. As a matter of fact, I will not have any doubt 5-10 years from now, the call of prayer will be outside the mosque all year long, because that's exactly why Muslims are here. They're here to take over America, and sadly, our liberal leaders, whatever positions they are, they're not even waiting for the Muslims to ask. They're just giving them America by their own free will.
Well, this all started with Dearborn, Michigan. They've permitted this for a number of years. And then just this past spring, this moved on to Paterson, New Jersey. And now it's Minneapolis, Minnesota. The question is, where next, Usama?
The rest of the 50 states of the United States of America.
Do you really believe that's going to happen? That's going to be showing
absolutely
up in more?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what Muslims used to teach in Egypt literally 30 years ago before I came to America. I was 21, 22 years old in Egypt, and the imam in the mosque and the loudspeaker, he was preaching and saying, the day is coming. We're going to take New York. We're going to take California. We're going to take Paris. We're going to take Berlin. We're going to take London. We're going to take the whole world. And that wow is the message I heard 30 years ago, and it's exactly what's happening today. Slowly, one state at a time, and the entire United States of America will fall under Islam, like it or not. If you choose not to, don't worry, there will be plenty of legislators who will be Muslims in their hearts and their belief, who will be running for office, swearing on the Quran to fulfill the word of Allah in the Quran, which it says, you're here to take over every piece of land you can touch by your foot.
Right.
That is Quran teaching, Quran chapter 63 and verse 27.
Jihad Watch has pointed out recently that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's the same mayor who had threatened to permanently close churches, permanently close synagogues. He's the same mayor who announced last Thursday that their city, New York City, will provide 500,000 halal meals to be distributed through 32 Department of Education buildings during Ramadan.
Why he did not offer the same meals for Christian last week when they celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no restaurant for Christian to go eat dinner. There is no place. I mean, literally, if he is this justifiable guy and he's doing what is right for the people of his state, he should offer that meal 2 weeks ago for all Christians and actually to the Jewish people who are celebrating the Passover meal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the their beliefs and their tradition. Why he offered to the Muslim, but at the same time, he's persecuting the Christian? This is the new reality. This is the new norm, which how America will be given to the Muslim. Insult the Christian and praise the Muslim. Get rid of all the freedom of the Christian in America, but give the same liberty and freedom for the Muslim, and this will never stop, Brother Jim.
Usama Daktok with us today. A quick break, and we'll be back to talk further about Ramadan, including a new House resolution to recognize Ramadan. Back in a minute.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what are comets made of?
Chris, comets are sometimes referred to as dirty snowballs. They're mainly ice, but with a lot of solid particles mixed in. As a comet goes around the sun, the solar heat and solar wind vaporize part of the comet, and we see the tail as those particles are stripped away. Now we find that sometimes not only is the tail stripped away, but sometimes the head is lopped off, speeding up the comet's disintegration. Obviously, comets can't last too long, thus they are a strong sign of a recently created universe. The Bible refers to these comets as wandering stars that don't follow the standard motion of the stars or the planets. They were created on day 4 of creation week, back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Usama Dakdak from the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. His website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Usama, we're talking about Ramadan today. You've called it the non-fast fasting of Ramadan and explain how that is. What is the significance of the moon during Ramadan?
Well, the moon is how Muslims know what day exactly Ramadan started. Remember now, the month of Ramadan is a linear month. It starts with the new moon and ends with the new moon after the month of Ramadan. So Muslims have 12 months like we do have 12 months, but each one of them is 28, 29 days. That's why you see Ramadan comes every year 12, 13, 14 days previously, earlier than the previous year. So last year we celebrate Ramadan in May, this year in April. Most likely next year will be in April and then going to be in March. You see what I mean? So sometime Ramadan comes in the summer, sometime in the winter, sometime in the fall, sometime in spring, depending on the falling of the month. But in Islam, a witness of one person is not acceptable. According to Islam, you have to have two men as witnesses, if not one man and two women. But the only time which is Allah and Islam allow the witness of one man, it is the one man who sees the new moon in the sky. He look up in the air. By the way, you cannot use telescope or any invention because every invention is from the devil. Mm-hmm. So you have to be by your eyes. A woman cannot see the new moon. A child cannot see a new moon. A slave cannot see a new moon. Must be a free Muslim man. One man only. And we have a problem with that because many times in Egypt, for example, where I am from, the people of Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, they start the month of Ramadan because someone was able to see the new moon. Now, in Egypt, because of the weather, cloud, dirt in the air, whatever it is, we cannot see the new moon and we don't fast. But on the same night, we found that the Moroccans are, somebody in Morocco or in Algeria sees the new moon, so they fast. So people in the east and the west of us fast Ramadan, but we in Egypt do not fast Ramadan because it's only built on who will see the new moon. And that's the same way also by ending the month of Ramadan when you see the new moon for the following month.
Well, now, it's even against Islamic law to take medication during this time?
As there are plenty of things will is forbidden during the month of Ramadan, including taking medicine, including putting mascara for ladies who like to color their eyes, you know, the black mascara. If you drink your own saliva in your own mouth, if you collect the water in your mouth and you drink it, that will break the fast. If somebody hit somebody in his body and the spear or the knife or the sword go inside and touch his stomach, that will also break the knife. Plenty of things. The rules are so complicated when you read them. You think that you're in real, real fasting. But in reality, Brother Jim, as we already shared, it's not fasting. It's feasting. They eat every night. That's not fasting, period.
My. Usama, there was recently a resolution that was drafted in Congress. Last Thursday, we have Congresswoman Edie Bernice Johnson. She, along with Representatives Andre Carson, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, they introduced House Resolution 940, and it's to recognize the commencement of Ramadan. They call it the Muslim Holy Month of Fasting and Spiritual Renewal, and commending Muslims in the United States and throughout the world for their faith. They're actually urging people to contact their members of Congress to be in support of this resolution. What's your response?
That's why we have Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar in the Congress. Brother Jim, when we did our study revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, we found that it's very clearly that is what Muslims believe. It was given to us by Mustafa, who used to be a member of the Brotherhood in Orlando, Florida. And he said, Muslims in America will tell you, we don't want to have Sharia. We don't want to have Islamic law. We love the U.S. Constitution, and if somebody has a problem with the U.S. Constitution, he is quite welcome to leave. That is said by the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and others. But at the same time, they will tell you, all what we want is as the largest number of Americans to convert to Islam, and also putting people in the Congress and the Senate who have the beliefs of Islam, Muslim believers, that someday we'll have enough people to force Sharia Islamic law on the American people. That is what Muslims are doing. When you see a Muslim man or woman running for 2020 for the any office, if it's a mayor, if it's a governor, if it's a Congress, Senate, it doesn't matter. These people are running for office for one reason, is to take over America. And the sad thing is, when they run for that office and swear on the Quran for that office, the liberals clap hands, and the Republican cannot say a word because they don't want to be called Islamophobe. They don't want to be called hate monger or racist. So guess what? Allah in the Quran said, force these laws, which is Sharia, on the people you live among us, among you. So that is the reality. They're not running for Congress because they love the U.S. Constitution. They're running for office for the purpose, convincing the rest of the liberals, as you see in this resolution, to slowly give America to the Muslim people.
Again, folks, this is House Resolution 940, and Usama, one of the items that they mention in this resolution, they state, and this is perhaps an eye-opener to many, but they state that the Department of Agriculture has hosted iftar dinners since 2008 to recognize and welcome interfaith dialogue and collaboration with individuals and organizations whose core values often overlap significantly with the mission of the department, including disaster recovery, reducing food waste, ensuring access to nutritious food, and fostering safe, prosperous, and thriving communities. But since 2008?
Yeah, who was in the White House in 2008?
Yeah, that would be, that would have been George W. Bush, right?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, yeah, he was George
W. Bush ended in 2007, 2008. Yeah. Here's the problem. I said in my presentation, revealing the truth about Barack Hussein Obama, and I said, if Obama became a president, Muslims would flourish in America. They will have more freedom. They'll have more liberty to do exactly what they're here for. What they could not do because of September 11 and previous leaders, all this will be wiped out, and Muslims will have a great opportunity to do more than we can ever think. And that's exactly what Muslims has been doing since Barack Hussein Obama came to the White House, and this will never stop. This will never stop.
And indeed, we saw this take place, and yeah, it was in the election was in 2008 for Barack Obama. Very interesting. I notice on page 3 it says the House of Representatives recognizes the Islamic faith as one of the great religions of the world.
Sure, sure, absolutely. See, all what they're doing, they're legitimizing a cult, a savage cult, because since they bought the stamp, the post office stamp, Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan is generous. Since I saw the stamp, I said, here it is. They're setting their goal to take over America. And why not we talk about what else Muslims believe? We found out today that they're not fasting. They're actually feasting, not fasting. There is no fast in Ramadan. There is no fast in any day in the history of Islam, the last 400 years. Muhammad and Muslim believers never fast a day. But why not we talk about killing the Muslims who leave Islam? Why not talk about killing the Americans who will not accept Islam in the near future? You see, they're taking specific things which Muslims have joy to talk about, and American liberals have no problem to celebrate with the Muslims, but why not talk about the rest of Islam? You cannot pick and choose what you like about Islam or not. Yes, Muslims can do whatever they want to do with the month of Ramadan. They can eat and drink whatever they want. But what if Allah in the Quran 9:29 orders the Muslim believers to kill the Christians for not eating what is forbidden? What is not forbidden? For eating what is forbidden. Like if you eat a pork, how about worshiping Jesus Christ? If you worship Jesus Christ according to Quran 9:29, which is forbidden, Muslims have the right to engage in war with you and kill you. So why we talk about Ramadan, but we don't talk about jihad and the rest of the savage teaching of Islam?
Mm-hmm. Usama, do you believe that when people are joining Muslims to celebrate Ramadan, and we've seen interfaith groups that have done this, when people join with them to celebrate Ramadan, that they're giving Islam legitimacy?
Absolutely. And they're living in disobedience to the word of God. If you go to 2 John, the letter 2 John, which is one chapter, the Bible said we don't even supposed to greet such people. They are the followers, they are the believers of the Antichrist. Muhammad denies that Christ came in the flesh. We as Christians, we must love the Muslim people, but we must love them right. Love them right by sharing the gospel with them, not allowing their disease to take over my country. I mean, like every doctor today in every hospital, we must, as doctors and nurses, love the people with the coronavirus. But you don't hug them and kiss them and live with them like normal and get the disease to yourself and to your family. We need to love the Muslim people right. not by giving them America, but by freeing them from the cult of Islam. This is terrible.
Usama, one other aspect here. We see so many killings during Ramadan. The religion of peace, they keep a daily count, reporting since Ramadan began just a few days ago, there have been 20 attacks in the name of Islam, some 95 people killed. Why is there so much killing during the time of Ramadan?
Because according to the teaching of Muhammad, the beliefs of the Muslims, when you perform jihad in the month of Ramadan, you receive tenfold of rewards. So if you kill one infidel during the month of Ramadan, it is equal to kill 10 infidels throughout the rest of the year. Notice, literally, if you examine the killing in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10, 20 years, you see the month of Ramadan, there are multiple people get killed. Muslim believers love to perform jihad in the month of Ramadan because that is where their guarantee is the blessing of Allah tenfold. Why not?
Wow.
Why not?
Usama Daktak, thestraightway.org is a website. And Usama, we're just a couple minutes away from the break, but I'd like to hit another issue with you. I know there's more about Ramadan here, but we're also seeing a lot going on. By the way, folks, you can contact your members of the House and Senate. It's House Resolution 940 that recognizes the commencement of Ramadan. Usama, there's another issue. As you know, right now we're dealing with the coronavirus worldwide. And I saw the article on WND.com where jihadis are calling the coronavirus the small soldier of Allah. And they talk about Muslim jihadists in Africa, the Middle East, have been calling this coronavirus the small soldier of Allah, saying those infected with it are receiving just punishment. And if the victim is a Muslim, it's because he was not devout enough.
Sure. I heard so many sermons myself from the Arabic language, from the Middle East, where they're celebrating the death of the infidels, if they are Americans or European or Australian, whatever country they're from. They believe that this is a punishment of Allah through his angel against the infidels. And when they ask, what about the Muslims? Well, because they have not lived right. Have the Muslims performed jihad? Have the Muslims killed the infidels? Allah does not have to send the angels, and he will not punish the Muslims himself. This is what Muslims believe in planet Earth.
Wow. Usama Daktak, our guest, and our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. If you have a question or a brief comment here, 800-733-9829. Usama, what is the Night of Fate?
This is one of the during the month of Ramadan, and Muslims call it disagree. Some believe it could be in any of the 29 nights or the 28th night of the month of Ramadan, but some other scholars said, no, it's only the last 10 nights. It could come in any of the last 10 nights. And if you have this prayer you offer to Allah during that month, during that night, that Allah will forgive your sin and wash all the past sins away. And that night is bitter than 1,000 months. For all Muslim believers.
Wow.
Laylat al-Qadr is called in Arabic language. So Muslim will pray every night. Hopefully this is the right night, so they will receive forgiveness of all their sins.
My. What a contrast to the Word of God. We'll be back in 1 minute. We've got some open phone lines right now to speak with Usama. Our number 800-733-9829. Taking a look at Ramadan today here on Crosstalk.
Have you ever had someone attempt to talk to you about the Watchtower Society or the Book of Mormon? Or perhaps a friend has told you they've started yoga and invite you to participate. You know you heard something about these religions and teachings, but never had the material in your hand to give a biblical response to their teachings. Well, now you can. Two world-renowned researchers, Dr. Ron Carlson and Ed Decker, have teamed up to write Fast Facts on False Teachings, an easy-to-use resource guide that gives you quick, clear facts about several cults and false teachings. You'll find chapters on atheism, Freemasonry, Hinduism and yoga, Islam, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, and much more. Fast Facts on False Teachings is available for a donation of $16 or more by writing VCY America at 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208. To make your donation by phone, call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Taking a look at Ramadan today with Usama Daktak as our guest. He is founder and director of the Straightway of Grace Ministry. Their website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. They have many resources there on his site. Usama, anything pertaining to Ramadan there?
Not really, except we talk about it in our first presentation, Revealing the Truth About Islam, and we talk about all the pillars of Islam.
Well, what happens if somebody dies during Ramadan? I mean, they didn't complete the fast. What happens?
Well, you can, by the way, yes, indeed. It's a very important point. If you, for some reason, you could not fast the month of Ramadan, say you're traveling or you're sick, and then you make a decision, well, I'm going to fast next year. But then he died. He did not have the time, the right time to fasting. Some friend of yours can fast on your behalf. And then you will receive the forgiveness of not fasting the month of Ramadan, and you receive forgiveness for your sins. So it is a beautiful thing that in Islam, somebody can do your work. It's a religion of work, but you don't have to do it yourself. Like if you could not do the Hajj and you passed away or your grandpa passed away, you can go visit for him, do the pilgrimage on his behalf or her behalf, and they will receive forgiveness for their sins. You cannot, by the way, take a shower during the month of Ramadan. That will break during the day. That will break your fast. You cannot be quiet all day. You have to talk sometime during the day, unless you're asleep, of course. But if you have to talk, you cannot fast all night and all day, which is the biblical fasting. That's forbidden. Mm-hmm. You have to rush in eating your meal to break your fast, and you have to drink something during the night, even a little water. If you fast day and night, which is the biblical fasting, that is forbidden in Islam.
Wow, wow. And we were talking about the coronavirus. Islam believes they've got the cure. Muslims believe they have the cure for the coronavirus.
Absolutely. It's been there. I've been talking about it for years and years. And now many Muslim doctors, those who practice medicine, Brother Jim, I'm not talking about some doctors who a man, you know, make up stuff. And he said, no, these are doctors. They have offices. They have businesses. And imams all over the mosque teach about drinking camel urine. And you have to understand now, some people say, no, 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 not just camel urine. You have to mix camel urine with camel milk. It doesn't matter, really. But go online and read about camel urine, which is the teaching of the word of Allah, Quran chapter 5, verse 32, how Muhammad heals the sickness of the Haraniyin people. This is their name, Haraniyin. Right. Literally, 1,400 years ago, with the camel urine. And today, Muslims believe camel urine is the best medicine, not any of these medicine invented by the infidels, but simply drinking camel urine will bring healing from the coronavirus.
Absolutely disgusting. Let's go to Tom in Tomo, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Tom.
Yes, the only thing I wanted to say is, you know, when they're blowing the Ramadan call to prayer, where's the ACLU and the Freedom for Religion Foundation? Why aren't those people up there screaming their heads off?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you.
Well, it's very simple, brother. In America, you can insult Jesus Christ, but you cannot insult Muhammad. You can get rid of any of the Christian beliefs and practices, but you cannot do the same with Muslims. These ACLU worshiping the same God whom the Muslim worship. Why the kingdom of Satan can be divided? It will not stand. Notice the ACLU and all those liberals worship the devil, Satan, and Allah, the God of Muhammad, is nothing but Satan himself. That's a big problem when you see liberal churches celebrating Ramadan with the Muslims. They put the sign in front of their churches, congratulations for Ramadan, or have a wonderful festival, the wonderful feast at the end of Ramadan. These liberals, Christians by name, and politicians, and ACLU, are literally worshiping the same God of Islam, Satan, the devil himself.
Lewis is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I'm a doctor on the Street Center. Excellent topic today. What do Christians do when the courts and the police and the corrupt politicians do not respect this person's rights when something is terribly wrong and they keep knocking at their door and saying, danger, there's something terrible happening in the family courts run by women that hate men? And obviously the Muslim people come to like Jehovah's Witnesses and say, explain what's going on. And that's the reason why the Muslim believe that their religion is the only right religion because they want to make things right for anybody. They tickle people's ears and say, we know how your courts are in America, run by women that hate men.
Hmm. Yeah. And that, well, and brother, believe it or not, there are plenty of Muslims who are naive Muslims who do not know the true nature of Islam, and that's why it is very important for us Christians, born-again Christians, led by the Spirit of God, having the wisdom, having the knowledge, because don't forget, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We must know about Islam to love the Muslim people, and so is any other cultic groups, because they all need a Savior. They all need the straight way to heaven. And that straight way is Jesus Christ alone. Nobody else under the heaven, no name, no other name was given under the heaven, which by it we shall be saved, except the name of Jesus. That's why we need to love the Muslim people right and lead them to Christ.
Mm. Wow.
That's true.
Thank you, Lewis.
Excellent. Thank you.
Let's go to Ann calling from Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air, Ann.
Yeah. I wonder, is President Trump aware of all of this, since he's aware of so many things about the Muslim? And I mean, we had to close our churches, and that they're blowing the horn or whatever 5 times a day. Is he aware of this?
What?
And also, in other countries, if people come against the president of that country, aren't they put in jail or put to death or something? Why can't we do something about it?
Well, you got a couple different questions here. Number one, is President Trump aware? Are you asking about the Islamic call to prayer that's going on in three cities? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is very simple, Brother Jim. Mr. Trump's hands is tied behind his back. He cannot do anything or say anything which is acceptable by the liberals. I can only imagine if Mr. Trump rejects what the Muslims are given in this country, that he will be removed by the Republicans, those who are called Rhino, Republican in name only, with the help of the liberals. Literally, he will be digging his own grave by his own hand. The man cannot do anything right. And if he spoke the truth about the persecution of the Christians in America and the giving of this country to the Muslims, as he tried in the past to do many things like banning Muslims from coming to America from some of these countries, which we cannot even vet, he is called Islamophobe, racist, hate monger, and I don't think Mr. Trump can do anything because, sadly, many of the Christians in America will not stand up with him in solidarity to stop the Islamization of America.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Don is calling from Rogers, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Usama, how many years does the phrase immigrate, populate, and dominate go back in the Muslim religion?
Well, brother, we got 11 verses in the Quran repeated word for word. Those who believe and immigrate for the sake of Allah and perform jihad, that is the command of Allah. They have the gardens, they have the eternal paradise, they will have the reward with Allah. I mean, literally, can you imagine reading John 3:16 in the Bible in 11 different locations? That is exactly what Muslims are doing. They're not immigrating to America just to have a better life. Some of them may do if they do not know Islam. But if you're a true Muslim believer, like most CARE and different jihad organizations, they're here because they're immigrating for the sake of Allah, for the hope that someday they'll perform jihad in America and take over the West.
Hmm. Thank you, Don. Brad is calling from West Dallas, Wisconsin. Hi, Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, brothers. Usama, yesterday Beth and I watched that video on YouTube about Allah is Satan and Jesus is God. And obviously the three opponents you had were not prepared for much of anything. You made appeals to the Quran to prove that you were right, and then you added some of the Bible to, you know, kind of like icing on the cake. And all they could do was talk about things like love and peace, and well, these are just words, and things like that.
By the way, brother, praise God, the gentleman whom we debated, the third one, who is the leader, Dawood Salam, he became a Christian because of the debate. So now he's a believer in Christ because that is the reality, by the way. If you debate any Muslim, imam or not, they have no clue what they believe. They just come up with this soft talk, which you hear about in the interfaith movement. But when you dig to a real deep debate, they have no answer. But keep him in your prayer that many other Muslims will also come to know Christ through watching that wonderful debate.
Which one was it? Was it the guy in the middle or the guy on the right?
The guy on the left, all the way on the right. If you're looking at him, he's dressed in a suit, dressed in a, like modern-day Muslims.
Was that the white suit or the dark suit?
The whiter suit, Dawood Salama. If you go watch the video again, Dawood Salama, his name is David. He's no longer Dawood.
Oh.
But he's now, praise God, a David.
Is this what happens all the time? They're just not.
No, that's our hope, brother. Some people do debates for the hope to win the debate. I don't do debates for winning debates. I do debates for winning souls for Jesus. That's my whole heart desires.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, you win by default.
God bless you, Brad. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This debate that Brad was calling about, where is it? That's located on YouTube, Usama?
Yes, sir. Allah is Satan. Jesus is God. If you go search Usama Daktok with this title or just the title by itself, you're going to see the debate. Yes.
Okay. Our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. We have Michelle calling from Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a comment and a question. The quick comment is that clearly our Congress is not familiar with Islam. And I can evidence that by Senator Lindsey when he had made the statement that Allah and God are the same. That was very disturbing to me. It's been some time. My question is, from common sense would tell me that if any of the elected officials are being sworn in on the Quran, that they are not pledging their allegiance to the United States. They're pledging their allegiance to Allah, or they're affirming.
Sure.
But from my understanding, isn't there some kind of law that actually, if it were enacted, enforced, that they would not be allowed to do that?
Sister, the political correctness is a problem of America, as you said. Many of our Republican and Democrats who have no clue what Muslims believe allow these Muslims to continue to exist in our parliament, in our government. But the problem we have with the Quran is it is unconstitutional for any person to swear to office in such a book, especially when you know that that book teaches the Muslims it's okay to lie in your oath. So they're given an oath on a book which says lie when you give an oath. That's Quran chapter 2, verse 225. And I'm not kidding you. There are plenty of the teaching of the Quran goes 100% against our belief in our Constitution of the United States of America. So it is illegal for any of these Muslims to swear on the Quran. But trust me, you will never have not a Republican, not a Democrat who will speak against the subject, simply because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you want to lose your office as a congressman or the Senate or a senator, go ahead, speak against Muslims who swear on the Quran. And that's a sad story. And that's how we see America being destroyed from within.
Isn't there a law, though, that says they can't do that? I mean, I remember seeing something, but not educated enough in that.
It's very simple, sister. Let me put it this way. When you give an oath, and in the oath, you swear on a book that it's okay to lie. That itself goes against our Constitution. You cannot lie in your oath. If you lie in your oath, you should lose your job and go in jail. Literally, these people should go in jail. But because American people, other politicians, Nancy Pelosi, she was so happy years ago when Keith Ellison swore on the Quran. She was happy and joyfully. Why? Because she's ignorant of the Quran and of Keith Ellison himself. And that is what started that problem of having Muslims all over America swearing on the Quran for office.
Thank you for the call here today. Usama Daktok is our guest. Oh, my, we're just seconds from the break, so rather than interrupt the next caller, we're going to be picking up Joanne here in just a few moments right after the break. Usama is with us here today. He's got a number of resources on his site at thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. We're taking a look at Ramadan today, and we've got many callers lined up here, so we'll take more of the calls right after the break. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. You want to know the end game? Revelation 18 tells us what the end game is. It is a world government based on governments, business, and religion. Governments, business, and religion. Or you could say merchants, kings, nations, and spiritualism. That's what we're doing. That's what we're seeing. The rise of world government. The rise of big international corporations working in concert with the world governments, and a sorcery, occultism, new age, spiritualism, mysticism, whatever you want to call it. And Revelation 18 speaks of this. Whether you were talking the New King James or the New American, they use the word merchants four times, kings twice, nations twice, sorcery once, and all kinds of talk about the people being drunk with the spiritualism of the occultic system of Babylon. You see, it's all coming in to clear view now.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and thank you for your patience on the phones. We're going right back to them here today. We're going to Idaho, Boise, Idaho. We have Joanne who is calling in. Hi, Joanne, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling about where does the Pope fit into the Muslim Islam, and how does that coming into America, coming over the border into our states like Idaho and America, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and all that places?
Well, you've got kind of a mixture of questions in there, Joanne, as far as the Pope. We understand that, and Usama, we'll have you respond to that there, but we understand that that the Pope made a special statement here welcoming. Here is Pope Francis greets Egypt's Grand Imam on Ramadan. Your comments.
Well, here's the problem. We have a Pope in the Catholic Church who is, I believe, so naive or so ignorant of Islam. One of the two. He is the most naivest Pope we ever had, or he is so ignorant about Islam. I don't have a third option, really, because he's celebrating Islam. He's celebrating Allah, the God of Islam, by calling the same God we Christians worship. And obviously, if you believe Allah is God, then everything in the Quran is accurate. Muhammad is a prophet. Islam is true. And that is the problem with that Pope. And that's why, by the way, you see many of the Catholic churches all over America, every state in America, have all the Catholic churches who love Muslim people, welcome the Muslim imams to the pulpit to talk about Islam. But I could not go in these churches. Only one church, Catholic church, I was able to speak in the basement, not in the church. And sadly, because when you have wrong leaders, then the church will be destroyed as well. And Muslims love to talk to the Catholic and convince them that we worship the same God. No, we don't.
And
Jesus is not God.
And
for the Muslims.
For the Muslims, right. Thank you for adding that. Now, she also, how did Islam, and I know you're going to have to be very brief with this, but how did Islam even gain its way into the country and spread throughout this nation?
It is the deception. It's like killing the frog. We talked about it many times in the past. You don't kill a frog by dump it in hot water. Just make the water slowly warmer, warmer, warmer. They've been doing that now in America for the last 50 years. They did not start last year. They're here for the last 50 years, and soon we'll lose the country.
Thank you for the call. We're going next to Jose in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. My question was, do you have any reason to believe that the closing of all these meat and poultry factories, does it have to do with Ramadan or actually with the coronavirus? Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
It is coronavirus because in Ramadan, Muslims eat 3 times more meat than any other month of the year. Mm-hmm. So obviously, they're not going to make it hard for the Muslims to get meals. It's just the problem is we got plenty of Muslims working as butchers. And Tyson chicken, for example, or Tyson pork, they hire so many Muslims because they want to kill the animals, cows or chicken, in the halal way, in the Sharia way. So sadly, now we got Muslims who maybe cannot work, and maybe some of them are sick, or whatever reason you're going to put there. Well, guess what? The result will be the month of Ramadan will be like the rest of the Muslim world. Less workers, less hours of work, and now you add to it the coronavirus, you make it twice as bad, literally twice as bad.
Thank you for the call. Let's go next to David in Chandler, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. First, thank you, Zama, for bringing the truth to us to have our eyes open. My question was, he wrote a booklet about verses in the Quran, not the watered-down one that come to the States, but the Quran about jihad and the duty to kill Christians, etc. He had a collection and a booklet, and I never got it. How can we get that book or booklet?
It's available on our website, brother. It's called The Truth of the Violence of Islam, something like that. It's a good booklet. And we also have another booklet, green booklet, we just published a few weeks ago, a couple months ago or so. It's called The Straight Way to Eternal Life. So these two books are available online. I know it is hard to order them, but just very simple. If you want 3 of these booklets, just make a donation of $5 in our room there, and then put in the next donation you need 3 booklets or whatever number you want. But they are available on our website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org.
I sure will. Thank you so much, sir.
Great. Thank you for your call. Again, thestraightway.org. Well, one final call, and this is from Julie in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just have a real quick question in refer to the other comment before. And I kind of want to know the answer. Is it illegal for the Muslim to use the Quran in America and swear on it when they're taking an oath in, you know, for office here in our country? And I know that they probably have used the Quran, and I want to know if it's illegal for them to do that.
Yeah,
do you know that?
It is, yes, my dear sister. It is illegal, especially when you read the Quran. The problem of all those who allow it to be is simply because they have no clue what is the Quran teach, including it is okay to lie when you give an oath. That is against the idea of why we give an oath to start with. So this is the answer. Read the Quran. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, because it's diametrically opposed to what our Constitution stands for. So from that standpoint, he's saying that that would be illegal because that would be like some mixed oath. We have just a minute left. Usama, when we're talking about Ramadan today, we're talking about the Islamic fast. You called it the non-fast fasting. What is true biblical fasting?
It's very simple. It goes to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 16, 18. Jesus taught us when we fast, we don't fast like the hypocrites. By showing sadness, by telling everybody, announce it, I'm fasting. That's exactly what Muslims do all over the world. But when we fast in secret. We actually put oil in our face, put perfume, smell good, smell nice, which is it's not acceptable in Islam. During the month of Ramadan, you should never put makeup or put perfume to smell good because you have to see, show it to be sorrowful and sad because you're fasting. Those who have fasted the biblical fasting will not let anybody know about their fasting. And God, who sees in secret, can reward us for our fasting. And fasting in Christianity must be for a purpose, not just because everybody's fasting. Read the scripture and you see that many reasons why Christians should fast. Just go through hardship, sickness, or to seek repentance of live right before God, not just fast for the purpose of receiving forgiveness, because we already receive forgiveness of what Jesus did on our behalf on the cross when he died and he was buried and he rose again. That is when we receive our forgiveness, and there is no other way we can receive forgiveness of our sin except through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No fasting or any good work
Amen.
Can help us at all.
Amen. And to some of the other questions, is there exact law in our books that says you must take an oath on the Bible to be sworn into Congress? Not aware of such a law. There have been Keith Ellison, I believe, the first one taking his oath on the Quran. But you can do some further research in that regard as well. Usama Dakdak with us, thestraightway.org. Usama, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Brother Jim. God bless you, Brother.
Folks, thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.